This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Podal to attend UN Conference of the Parties on Climate Change COP29 in Azerbaijan on 10th November. U.S. Republican candidate Donald Trump leads U.S. presidential election with 266 electoral votes. And Ukraine's top officials reveal they fought North Korean troops for first time. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podal will depart for Azerbaijan on 10th November to participate in the 29th UN Conference of the Parties on Climate Change, COP29. Leading a high-level Nepali delegation, President Podal will attend the summit at the invitation of Azerbaijan's president. As part of the conference, a key session will focus on addressing climatic loss and damage in mountainous regions, where Nepal will highlight the severe impact of climate-related events. Leading a Nepali delegation, President Podal will present the devastating consequences of erratic floods and landslide in regions such as Melamchi, Mustang, Kanchanpur and the Kathmandu Valley, among others. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has confirmed that this presentation will underscore Nepal's urgent need for global support in addressing the loss and damage caused by climate change. A bus accident in a Manohari area of Makwanpur district this morning has left 35 passengers injured. According to the police, the bus was traveling from Kathmandu to Mahottari when it veered off the road in the Samidada area of Manohari Rural Municipality 7 along the East-West Highway. According to Makwanpur Police Spokesperson DSP Shamu Arial, the bus lost control and plunged approximately 10 meters off the road. On a different instance, a collision between two buses in Gajuri Municipality 6 Banchetar along the Prithvi Highway has left 13 people injured. The accident involved a bus travelling from Kathmandu to Gorkha and another bus travelling from Chitwan to Kathmandu. According to police spokesperson Pralad Silwal, the injured passengers have been taken to health facilities in Adamghat and Gajuri for treatment. The police report indicates that both buses were travelling at high speeds and lost control before crashing into each other. Likewise, in a different incident, a person died and two others were critically injured in a road accident in Ratnanagar Municipality 2 along the East-West Highway. According to the District Police Office, Sunil Podil, aged 21, died while undergoing treatment while the other two critically injured are being treated at Chitwan Medical College. Police have arrested the bus driver. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has raised concern over climate change consequences in Nepal, demanding climate justice. In his address to a session on cities and climate crisis held on Tuesday during the 12th session of the World Urban Forum in Egypt, Deputy Prime Minister Singh emphasized that Nepal is highly vulnerable to climate change. Minister Singh informed the forum that Nepal is grappling with the devastating effects of global warming, including the melting of the Himalayas and extreme weather patterns. In September, unprecedented rainfall led to a tragic loss of over 250 lives, with more than 500,000 households affected. Similarly, Minister Singh stated that Nepal's priority is to strengthen the multi-level governance for sustainable development and the need for strongly integrating climate responsiveness in development decisions. Minister of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka held a meeting with India's Minister of Power and Housing and Urban Affairs, Manohar Lal Khattar, on Tuesday night in New Delhi. The two leaders discussed a range of topics related to energy cooperation between the two nations during Minister Khadka's ongoing visit to India. According to senior energy officials from Nepal's Ministry of Energy, the discussions covered key issues such as electricity trade between Nepal and India, cross-border electricity commerce with Bangladesh, and construction of a 400 kV transmission line linking the two countries. During the meeting, Minister Khadka proposed the swift development of the Arun Corridor transmission line and stressed the need to expedite process on the Pancheshwar Multipurpose Project. In response, Minister Khattar assured of India's continued support and cooperation in the development of major hydroelectric projects in Nepal. The second day of Chhath festival is being celebrated with great fervor. On the second day of the grand festival of Chhath, devotees prepare for the sacred Kharna ritual. On this day, devotees begin with a sacred bath in the morning, followed by a day of fasting. In the evening, they offer sweet rice pudding, kheer, made with jaggery to the deities, including the sun god and Chhathi Mata. This ritual is called Kharna. Chhath is a festival that emphasizes devotion, dedication and self-purification. By-elections are taking place for the posts that remained vacant at the local level due to several reasons. Information officer at the Election Commission, Suman Ghimire, informed that elections will be held for 44 vacant posts on 1st of December 2024. The vacant post includes two chiefs of district coordination committees, two chairpersons of rural municipalities, four vice chairpersons, one mayor, one deputy mayor, and 34 ward chairs. Sama Chakewa, a festival that marks the affectionate brother-sister familiar relationship in Mithila community, is being observed with enthusiasm. This festival starts from Panchami, a day before the festival of Chhath, and lasts for 10 days. For 10 days, the women of Mithilanchal wish for the longevity of their brothers and perform the Sama Chakewa songs and dance. Married women visit their maternal homes for the celebration, while those having no brothers observe the festivity with cousins in their locality. According to popular belief, playing Sama Chakewa will prolong the life of brothers and strengthen the relationship with sisters. The third cross-country race will take place in Pokhara on November 9, organized by the Himalayan Tourism Forum. Athletes from Nepal and neighboring China will participate in the competition. A total of 140 participants from China will be arriving on a chartered flight, as confirmed by tournament coordinator Bishwang Shankar Palikhe. The event aims to further strengthen Nepal-China ties, which have flourished for centuries, and to promote Nepal's tourism industry. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Republican candidate Donald Trump and Democratic candidate Kamala Harris are locked in a fierce battle for the White House, with polling stations nearly all closed across the United States by early Wednesday. However, results continue to roll in. U.S. media outlets have reported that Republican candidate Trump leads with 266 electoral votes, while Democratic candidate Harris has secured 219 electoral votes so far. The electoral votes needed for victory is 270. According to the BBC, investors around the world are closely watching the U.S. election for clues on who will become the next president of the world's biggest economy. Benchmark stock indexes across Asia were mostly higher on Wednesday, while the U.S. dollar was also up. The result of the election is expected to have a major impact on the global economy, especially in Asia. Ukraine's top officials have revealed that North Korean soldiers have clashed with Ukrainian troops for the first time. In an interview with South Korean broadcaster KBS, Ukrainian defense minister said a small group of North Korean soldiers were attacked. According to the BBC, Ukraine leader Volodymyr Zelensky said these first battle with North Korean troops opened a new chapter of instability in the world. Seoul, however, said it does not believe that troops on both sides engaged in direct combat, but that there was an incident involving a small number of North Korean soldiers near the front line. Protests have erupted in Israel after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired the country's defense minister Yoav Gallant. According to the BBC, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said that his trust in Defense Minister Gallant had eroded in recent months and Israeli Foreign Minister would step in to replace him. Many protesters on the streets were calling for Prime Minister Netanyahu to resign and demanding the new Defense Minister prioritize a hostage deal. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of Kosi and Gandaki province. There is also a partial impact of the westerly winds, local winds and a low pressure system from Bangladesh and Assam, India across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Podal to attend UN Conference of the Parties on Climate Change COP29 in Azerbaijan on 10th November. U.S. Republican candidate Donald Trump leads U.S. presidential election with 266 electoral votes. And Ukraine's top officials reveal they fought North Korean troops for first time. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.